Transformational grammar, on the other hand, does provide such means. Now, let me give you a tiny example. Here is the way a transformational grammarian would diagram Jack loves Jill. Don't let it throw you. As you can see, I'm not going to explain all those NPs and VPs, but I just want you to get the main point. As you see, this is not radically different from my Boston Latin School version, except in the method of diagramming. This tree diagram, as they call it, shows Jack on the bottom, still in the subject position on the left-hand side, while Jill is on the right, just as in my Latin School diagram, right? But it also shows us something else, and this is what's important. It shows us how transformational linguists approach language. They organize it on two levels, a surface level and a deep level. What you see at the top is the sentence as it is spoken, Jack loves Jill. And this is called the surface structure. What you see at the bottom resembles that surface structure, but it also reveals the sentence on a deeper level and is therefore called the deep structure, Jack love Jill. Now, there is obviously one little difference between the deep structure and the surface structure, which is, as you can see, the addition of the letter S to the verb love, which obeys a rule of English regarding the present tense. And that already represents a transformation, albeit a trivial one. And to that extent, it shows us a difference between deep and surface structure.